Dunkin' is here to keep you running with a much-needed taste of normal. To work, home, or work from home. With the coffee you like, just the way you like it. Whether that's a small hot black coffee, your daily 2 p.m. latte, or a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant and a medium iced coffee with oat milk, one sugar, two pumps of caramel, one pump hazelnut, a swirl of French vanilla, and a shot of espresso.
I call it my p.m. pep rally. You should really try it.
Whatever it is that gets you running, Dunkin's got you and always will. America runs on Dunkin'.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1328. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Welcome to a great question that happens all the time, but people don't have the guts to acknowledge it. What do I do if I feel burned out and I'm in the middle of a job search? Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review. Hope you take my class on Skillshare, because on Skillshare, I have classes about different elements of job search and job hunting, and it's good material that's been curated and narrow-focused to help you on a variety of topics. And if you decide to join Skillshare, there are thousands of teachers teaching classes on all sorts of subjects, not just simply job hunting. If you use the link in the show notes, you'll get access to the site for 2 months for free instead of the 1 month that the site offers. Again, Skillshare.com. Use the link in the show notes to join if that's what you decide to do, and you'll get 2 months for free. Now, let's get going. What do I do if I feel burned out? Man, this is such a common question. And the follow-up part of the question is that this person has one more interview left scheduled, but the person he's going to be meeting with has been rude to him up until this point. So obviously he's feeling a degree of pessimism about it, and he's feeling, quote, burned out. Now, I'm thinking that burned out may not be the right term here. I think frustrated is the right term. He's feeling frustrated because up until this point, he hasn't gotten the results that he thinks he's deserved. So if you're this way, if you're feeling burned out, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're doing a lot of stuff and not getting the results that you hope for, I've got to invite you to put aside these expectations that you deserve a certain type of result and slow things down a little bit. You see, often what burnout is frustration about, I expect that if I do these things, I am going to get certain results. And unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. What you need to do is reevaluate how your search has been conducted. What are you doing right? What could you be doing differently? Maybe you're in a field that operates differently than your expectation. Maybe you need to adjust in order to remain in that field. So I encourage people, if they're feeling burned out, to take like a couple of hours, just sit back. What's been going on in the search so far? Have you just gone great guns to launch up and haven't really done anything since? Maybe what you need to do is arrange for a few more interviews, because, you know, using this example, this person only has one more interview scheduled. He's not particularly optimistic about it. And assuming that he's feeling frustrated, he needs to get some more interviews, because up until this point, it seems like he hasn't gotten the results that he's wanted. So to get more of the results that you want, you can't just simply charge out of there great guns. It has to sustain itself over the course of time. You have to be patient that until you get the opportunity to kiss the right frog that turns into a prince or princess, well, you're going to be kissing a lot of dirty frogs, right? So think in terms of, you know, how do you get the right outcome? Answer, more interviews. Start working on generating more interviews. Improve your interviewing if that's what the issue is. If the issue is your field requires you to do certain things that up until this point you'd indicated that you don't want to do, then you've got to sit back and go, okay, what's the price I'm willing to pay? Because there's a choice that you're going to have to make in order to remain in your chosen industry. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end. Or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get thanks grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.